Not only is summer the time for picnics, but for many couples, it is also the time for weddings. Choosing the food, the flowers, the guest list, these are all important, but nothing quite defines the wedding reception like the music. And coming up with that elusive, perfect playlist is no small feat. NPR Music's Stephen Thompson has his own music advice column called The Good Listener. You can find it on the All Songs Considered Music blog. And recently, someone wrote in asking for advice, asking Stephen just how do you construct this oh-so-important playlist? Stephen joins me in the studio to share some of his secrets with us. Welcome to the program, Stephen.
Hi, Rachel.
So where do you start? What are the first things to think about when you're trying to come up with this very important list?
I think the most important thing is to understand that your wedding has a bunch of discrete components, musically speaking. You have your wedding reception, you have dinner music, and you have dance music. And so understand that at the end of your wedding is a party. And that
hopefully it's a good party.
One would hope that your wedding culminates in a giant party, at which point the music you pick should be suitable for dancing.
So can you give us an example? Is there such a thing as the perfect danceable song?
It's incredibly subjective. You know, it's hard to say that there's one song that's perfect. For me, the song that embodies the spirit of a perfect wedding, dancing, fun, ridiculous time is the song Push It by Salt and Peppa.
No way.
Yeah.
Not something I would have anticipated. Interesting.
Every time that song is played at a wedding, I will have had a good time at that wedding.
So a few years ago, I understand that your niece asked you to help her come up with a playlist for her wedding. Tell us how you approached that.
Well, the task there was to put together an hour of music to be played over their dinner. But there was a lot of incredibly, I think, beautiful music that was in there, but it's tied into notions of mortality and things that
longing,
yeah. And a lot of things that you're not necessarily meant to be thinking about at a wedding, which is very absolute. A perfect song that I did manage to fit in there that I do recommend for people's weddings, even though it is ultimately a bittersweet song, is the song As Long as the Grass Shall Grow by Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash.
Great song.
Oh my God, this song.
We both knew something happened without a lot to say, but we had other lives, and so we went our separate ways. But our hearts communicated, and every time we passed, we were gradually building something that would forever last. As long as the moon shall rise.
Always a winner, that song, in my book.
Well, and part of that song is, I mean, this is being sung very near the end of their lives. Mm. And they have sort of achieved what you want your wedding to ultimately achieve. That's what you're after, is to, near the end of your lives, be able to look back on this incredibly warm, rich, complicated relationship. And so those tend to be the songs I love. They are not necessarily like I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, in which you're basically just bellowing your love.
So we mentioned before that the reception is just one musical facet of a wedding. There are also other key moments, walking down the aisle, the first dance, entering the reception. What advice do you have for picking out those songs that happen at key moments throughout the wedding?
Well, I mean, remember that, first of all, depending on where you're getting married, a lot of churches insist on sacred music when you're in the church. So some of your choices on that front, you're not going to play Salt and Peppa there.
Fairly limited. Yeah.
And I just don't recommend that in general. Beyond that, this is where you can get very, very personal. And often by the time you're getting married, you really have in mind one or two songs that are just absolute requirements. Your first dance, the dance with the father, whatever. The one demand that I will make on my children, should they choose to get married one day, is that early on, at some incredibly key point, it doesn't matter where, the song Find Love by the band Clem Snide is played.
Don't let hurricanes hold you back. Raging rivers or shark attacks. Find love. then give it all away.
That is a beautiful song. I would have loved to play at my wedding.
It is maybe my favorite song of all time. Now, your methods may vary. Whatever the equivalent of that song is for you, you know, make sure you go ahead and include that. But boy, if you have not heard Find Love by Clemside, it is a mission statement for living. And as a parent, thinking about my children having some key moment in their life to that song is very important to me.
Okay, so say you're a guest at a wedding, you're at the reception, they're playing music, you're not digging it. Do you have any advice for those people?
I recommend a lot of sarcastic snickering. but no, beyond that, remember that you are at a party. Throw yourself into it. There is a time and a place for snobbery.
Get over the eye rolling
Seriously, like, let yourself have fun. Snobbery is the enemy of fun. Have fun.
I like it. NPR Music, Stephen Thompson. Stephen, thank you so much for the advice.
Thank you, Rachel.